AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The storm that made landfall as a hurricane days ago continues to cause problems. Its slow movement has been a nightmare for communities in the Northeast, says CBS's Tom Hansen.
4 inches of rain in 4 hours led to a sudden and dire situation in western New York.
Multiple washouts. Just got advised. Another washout.
Overloaded creeks and streams caused flash flooding as high as 11 feet in some areas. Hundreds of panicked residents trapped in their homes or vehicles called 911. At least 40 swift water rescues so far.
We are hearing multiple reports of roads being washed out, bridges being washed out. This is a very serious situation.
That was Renata Steele. She's the news director at WENY-TV in Elmira, New York. In battleground Arizona, Vice President Kamala Harris attacked former President Donald Trump's plans for health care.
He intends to end the Affordable Care Act. To a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions. You remember what that was?
More than 60 people have died in the crash of an airliner in Brazil. Authorities say the black box has been found. More from CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
There was an active warning for severe icing in the area where this accident happened. That will be of interest to investigators because while this 14-year-old airplane was equipped with anti-icing equipment, that exact scenario played out in a fatal crash involving a similar ATR-72 back in 1994. In Indiana.
Ukrainian troops have embarrassed Russia, fighting Russian troops several miles inside the country. CBS's Charlie Daggett has details.
The Russian Ministry of Defense showed off its troops, artillery, and tanks scrambling to defend their own territory after Ukraine's shock assault into Russia. One that saw Russian soldiers surrendering to Ukrainian forces inside Russian territory. In what appears to be the most significant ground offensive into Russia since the war began, Ukrainian troops advanced into Russia's western Kursk region. The Pentagon described the offensive in Russia as a defensive maneuver.
As the dynamics have shifted on the battlefield, they've been able to actually push the Russians back further into Russian territory. They have to be able to have the capabilities to respond.
An investigation funded by the state of Alabama says the last known U.S. slave ship, the Clotilda, is too broken and decayed to be brought out of the water without destroying it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Help is on the way for Rock County homeowners affected by storm damage. The Rock County Board approved $1 million in emergency relief on Thursday. The money comes from the American Relief Act, which was part of the COVID pandemic response. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats are urging a no vote on Tuesday's constitutional amendment ballot questions. Lisa Hale reports.
8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley said the amendments would take federal fund distribution away from the governor's office and put it in the hands of the legislature.
This Republican-led legislature is the least effective, the least responsive legislature in decades. And they want the reins in the case of an emergency?
Lierley pointed to the legislature's delay in distributing PFAS cleanup funds as an example.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewer bats were hot again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew jumped out to an early lead. Two men on base, bottom of the first. Willie Adames at bat on Apple TV.
It's one in the air to deep right field. Fraley is back out near the wall. It's gone. Opposite field.
The crew went on to beat the Reds 8-3. A strange start to the night when the new giant $14 million scoreboard in center at AmFam Field went dark and stayed that way. Crews from the manufacturer due in Milwaukee today to try and solve the problem. NFL, the Packers play the Browns this afternoon in Cleveland. Sean Clifford is in his second season with the Pack. As Jordan Love's backup, Clifford asked if he gets nervous before these preseason games.
I think everybody gets nervous. I think they're probably lying if they ever say they do or not. And if they aren't nervous, then I always think that nerves means you care. So I always get a little nervous, but once you're out there, it's back to 11 on 11, and it's just an absolute blast.
That's Packers quarterback Sean Clifford with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Right now it's 53.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll reminisce about how we'll always have Paris as the Summer Olympics draw to a close, plus news headlines from over the weekend.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. By the way, I had this conversation with Louise yesterday, and you know, I think it's worth sharing in general. We were watching you know, bits and pieces of Trump's pathetic Mar-a-Lago, you know, his little shabby little golf motel thing, where I mean, it was so badly set up that he couldn't even hear the questions from the press. It was in this giant room. You know, that he is like his, you know, Versailles Palace room or something. And it just suddenly occurred to me, you know, Louise was like, you know, it seems like he's kind of deflated, like he's lost his juice. And what hit me was that, and you could see it in kind of the questions from the press, was that he's just not entertaining anymore. He's not novel anymore. I mean, back in 2016, Donald Trump was Bullworth. If you ever saw that movie, you know, in it, oh, who's the actor? Is George Clooney? No, it wasn't George Clooney. I'm forgetting who it was. But, you know, an actor of that genre and age who plays a politician who has a, I don't recall if he got hit in the head or... Warren Beatty, thank you, Sean. And he falls in love with this young hippie girl. And as a result of this, he just starts telling the truth whenever, you know, a press person asks him anything. And he becomes this phenomenal sensation because, oh, my God, a politician just tells the truth. He's plain spoken. Well, you know, Trump got kind of treated like Bullworth. He got treated like, you know, and in the end, in Bullworth, you know, of course, the political establishment takes him down. That didn't happen with Trump. Trump actually took over the political establishment. But he's not, obviously he was lying back in 2016, just like he is now, but you know, we didn't really realize the depth and breadth of his prevarications. And now it's just old and flat. You know, I wrote about this last week when I talked about him being in the Fat Elvis phase of his career, you know, where he's just playing the old hits to the old in the old people, basically, to his, you know, 70 plus audience who you know, watch Fox News. I mean, the average age of a Fox News viewer is 71 right now. So I think that the reason that Trump is going to lose, and again, I put all this in the context of the caveat that I laid on you at the very beginning of the last hour, at the beginning of the show, which is that $8 billion in billionaire and corporate money has been raised for this election and has not yet hit the airwaves. And when it does, we're all going to be, I mean, it's going to be like standing behind a 747. It's gonna lift us off the ground. And, you know, we have to be ready for that. And, you know, when we're going to have to push through that. But if he loses, and I believe he will, I think the main reason will be that the media is no longer dancing to his tune. And the reason that they're no longer doing it is because the media is motivated principally by eyeballs, which produce advertising revenue. And you get eyeballs from novelty. You know, the old, if it bleeds, it leads. I mean, you know, a man bites dog. You know, if this was the old story, if a dog bites a man, that's not news. If a man bites a dog, that is news because it's unusual, right? If it bleeds, it leads. Car wrecks are unusual. They, you know, there's just not the, you know, well, hey, the city did something nice today. No. Somebody died. Oh, yeah, okay. So Trump is no longer unusual. He's the same old flat, angry, pathological liar. And I think that, you know, his mixing up Jerry Brown and Willie Brown, and then mixing up, apparently one of his senior executives died in a helicopter crash in New York around the time that he went on that helicopter ride with Willie, with Jerry Brown, Governor Brown. And he seems to have mixed these things up in his head, these memories. And that, I mean, that should be concerning to the media and to everybody else. But even that, I mean, even there's not even any novelty to the fact that he lied. If Joe Biden had made up some kind of weird story, it would be all over the news. If Kamala Harris had just, you know, said, oh, yeah, I was in a helicopter with, Joe Blow back and it almost crashed, or we had a crash landing, and she had just, like, made it up out of whole cloth or mixed up that memory, you can bet it would be huge news. But it's not news anymore when Trump does it, because he's been doing it for a decade, right in front of all of us. I mean, he's been doing it for multiple decades. And I think that's what's going to destroy him politically, frankly, and the GOP. And it's going to be the real interesting thing in my mind is what's going to happen to the Republican Party after Trump. Because when Trump loses, the prosecutions are going to get serious. And I think there's a very good chance he's actually going to go to prison. And what happens then to the Republican Party? Are they going to make him a martyr? Are they going to continue to love him? And, you know, or is it going to be like when Joe McCarthy died of alcoholism at the age of, what, 47, as I recall? And, you know, the GOP just kind of moved on. The Nazis who, I mean, literal Nazis, people who had affiliations with Hitler, who were his biggest supporters, his biggest boosters, the guy who wrote his speech was a Nazi. I mean, literally a Nazi affiliated with Germany. The Nazis all around Joe McCarthy, they can kind of continued, you know, the whole Liberty Lobby thing and the little newspaper that they published, which was the largest circulation Republican newspaper in America at the time. I remember that, in fact. You know, my dad used to get those things. But they just kind of went into the fringe. I mean, the Republican Party went back to being essentially the party of Eisenhower. After Trump leaves, will the GOP go back to being the party of Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush? You know, basically just low-level scams, you know, just working for the billionaire class rather than these high-level scams of, you know, trying to turn America into Russia or trying to turn America into Hungary, trying to end our democracy. Or are they going to continue down the fascist road? I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Meanwhile, the lights are flashing red over at commondreams.org. It's the headline, "The Fed must call an emergency meeting to cut interest rates." I mentioned this briefly at the beginning of the program. Powell, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, says that he's trying to get inflation down to 2%. Now, 2% is lower than, you know, most of the time, most of my lifetime. I mean, Reagan never got it below 4.1%. Probably the average of the last seven decades or thereabouts has been around 3%. And 3% is generally considered reasonable. You know, we can deal with this inflation. But it's below 2% right now. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which is the Fed's three-month annualized main indicator, is at 1.5% right now. And yet Jerome Powell is still refusing to lower interest rates. Perhaps because Donald Trump has threatened him and has said, you know, Jerome Powell, if you lower interest rates, I'm going to fire you as soon as I become president. I don't know if he's seriously afraid of Donald Trump or just afraid of his other Republican buddies, or if he just doesn't want to see Joe Biden or in this case, Kamala Harris, become president. But these high interest rates are putting upward pressure on housing prices, which is creating a crisis of housing affordability, which is creating a homelessness crisis in America. It's pushing prospective buyers out of the marketplace. It's pushing people into the rental market, and that's creating more demand for rental properties, which is driving up the price of rental properties, which is also inflationary, by the way. And it's making new housing construction more expensive. So, you know, we've got a shortage of about 7 million homes in America right now, and we're not building new homes because it's too expensive to get financing to build homes on spec. The Fed needs to lower their interest rates. It's just that simple, and they need to do it with more than a quarter or a half a point. It needs to be three quarters of a point or a full point, because this interest rates right now are just absurdly high. I have a couple other quick stories for you about this group. The sheriffs are going to monitor drop boxes and what the Supreme Court is up to. I'll share those with you on the other side of the break, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned, back with your calls as well. Stay tuned. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
It's your media support group for We the People. Stay tuned.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. App. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy to swallow capsule a day. It helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, this type of clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Check it out.
Radio waves bouncing through the sky, traveling far beyond where stars reside.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour to John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today? John in Seattle?
Hey, Tom, I got a front row seat to Donald Trump many, many years ago. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, anyway, sorry about that. So I went to work for Associated Press in New York in 1985 after working overseas for a number of years. And a guy I was working with was doing a story on Donald Trump. And I said to him, well, who cares? He's just some millionaire playboy guy. I mean, just some frivolous dude. Who cares? He says, oh, no, this guy's a scumbag. You know, he hires these Polish and then he doesn't pay them because they're illegal, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when Donald Trump went into politics, I was ready for him. I already knew what he was. My question to you is, why, after all these bankruptcies, after all of these refusals to pay contractors and workers all of these years, why does anybody work with him? Did you know, or would maybe, you know, David Kaye, if you interview him next time, you know, ask him, people who are close to Trump, why do people do business with somebody that's going to rip them off?
Right. You know, it's a good question, John. My guess would be that Trump is perceived as having power and I was going to say charisma, but shall we say star power or whatever? I mean, you see this around people, you know, in Hollywood, that the people will just do just about anything to hang out with them or to work with them or for them or just to even be in their orbit in any small way, kind of bragging rights. And Donald Trump has fame. You know, he may have kind of a negative form of fame, but he has fame. And fame in America is a currency. It's, in fact, you know, Trump has refused to pay several of his lawyers and other people. I mean, we had a guy call into this show a couple of years ago who was the, he owned the small woodworking cabinetry company that did the cabinets for one of Trump's casinos, you know, the tables and things. And Trump only paid him half of what he owed. And when the guy threatened to sue Trump, Trump was like, you know, you should, you know, you now have the ability on your resume to say that you worked with the Trump organization. You should pay us. And I think that some people actually think that way. Does that make sense, John?
Yeah, it must be. I would love to hear what Mary Trump or David K. Johnson or one of these folks or Michael Cohen has to say about it as well. But yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know, certainly with Michael Cohen, he has talked about this that sense of being around a guy who was famous was really important to him. It became part of his identity. So, John, thanks for the call. Janet in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hey, Janet, what's up?
I have something really quick. Instead of, well, including any time you talk about Trump's whatever we want to call it, please remind people that if something really is wrong with Trump and something that happens to Trump once he's elected, J.D. Vance will be the president.
Yeah.
And I would think, I mean, I can't imagine why any, but I, well, he has a direct contact. He's plugged in to the people who want to be in 100% control. That's what he is. Mm. That's what J.D. Vance is. He's sort of the mouse connected to the computer that will tell him what to do instead of the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. J.D. Vance is the wholly owned creation of right-wing neo-fascist tech billionaires.
So please include the danger of losing Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Once he's elected.
Yeah, and it's a very real danger. I mean, the guy is clinically obese. He's morbidly obese. He is he can't be healthy. I mean, he gets virtually no exercise other than playing golf, and which I guess is something. But and he's 78 years old. And you know, when people reach that age, with those, you know, with that kind of health profile, and he eats terribly. He eats fast food constantly.
So what we're really voting for is, do you want J.D. Vance to be suddenly president?
Yeah.
In this time in which the people behind him have already declared an absolute dictatorship.
Well, and one of the billionaires who sponsored J.D. Vance said that, you know, he thinks that democracy and freedom are incompatible, and that America went downhill when women got the vote. I mean, that, you know, that should tell you everything. Janet, yes, you're absolutely right. J.D. Vance is every bit as scary as Donald Trump. Thank you very much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. A powerful storm has been drenching the Northeast. In North Carolina, it dropped so much rain that its effects will be felt for some time. Here's Governor Roy Cooper.
Multiple river gauges are at major flood stage, and additional flooding could occur this weekend or early next week.
At a campaign event in Battleground, Arizona, Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll continue to focus on ending the war in Gaza.
The president and I are working around the clock every day to get that ceasefire deal done and bring the hostages home.
A plane carrying more than 60 people has crashed into a residential area in Brazil. All on board are presumed dead. CBS News transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt says a multinational investigation will take place.
The airplane is manufactured in France, so the French authorities will be involved. The engines are manufactured in Canada, so the Canadian authorities will be involved also.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The numbers are in from last month's Speed Enforcement Day. State troopers pulled over 1,600 drivers on July 26th. About a third of them got speeding tickets. Another third got warnings. Officers say they saw drivers going 20 miles an hour over the posted limit in work zones. The effort aimed to save lives and to teach drivers about the dangers of speeding. A road construction crew made a surprising discovery in south-central Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
They were preparing for construction on the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, and Iowa County lines. In the water, authorities found a 1980s Pontiac Grand Prix. They don't even make Pontiacs anymore. Law enforcement ended up learning this car had been stolen in 1990. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Right now it's 53.
Ready, set, go!
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Dairy or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Tom.
New day has begun, another chance to make a difference under the rising sun.
In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say, we can light up the world in our own unique way.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Daryl in Atlanta. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's shaking, Tom? I'm going to be honest with you. I finally come back to you. I was mad at you 3 weeks ago, but I love you now. You were right.
Okay.
You were right, man. You were right. I'm here in Georgia. I did something that was really bizarre, which I had never done when it came to Trump. I actually watched him speak. Mm-hmm. His speeches went to the Black Journalist Conference.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I literally watched the entire thing. And then I did the same thing, but I didn't watch everything. But when he came to Atlanta and he gave this whatever he gave,
yeah,
I actually listened to it, and I was speechless. Yeah. I had no idea. This man was this incoherent.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
There's something wrong with this guy. And, I mean, seriously wrong with him. And in addition to his lifelong mental illness and narcissism, I think he is experiencing early onset dementia.
Yeah.
Not early onset, late onset. Yeah.
Yeah, he comes to Atlanta because he knows that this is a purple state. I always think this blue state, to be honest with you, but neither here nor there. You come here because there's so many provisional ballots, but let us not go down that road. But you come to Atlanta where the Republican establishment is doing everything it possibly can to give you the state of Georgia. Everything it can with this Georgia State Election Board, talking some crazy stuff about, you know, the electors can look at the documents and not certify, blah, blah, blah. They're doing everything they can, Tom, and then he comes here and he insults the governor's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Who does that?
I know.
Who does that, Tom?
Yeah, there's something wrong there, Daryl.
All right, I'm out, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks a lot, Daryl. Good hearing from you. Vanola in Washington, D.C. Hey, Vanola, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I actually just want to say something about President Biden before I ask my question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the country owes him a debt of gratitude that's not yet been revealed. Because if you remember when he came in, he didn't have a transition. Donald Trump blocked his access to all of those agencies. And I'm sure he and Kamala uncovered some stuff that Trump left behind that they have not yet talked about. But anyway.
I agree with you.
My question is, why do you think he has not included expansion of the Supreme Court? Because there are 13 circuits and there are only 9 justices.
Yeah.
So it seems to he would have a very good case for adding four justices. So why do you think he didn't include that among his reforms?
I'm pretty sure the reason he didn't is because that's going to be a knockdown, drag-out, blood sport fight. That, you know, that really, if Franklin Roosevelt in 1937, he was very pissed off at the Supreme Court in 36. They had knocked down four or five of his major pieces of legislation. In 37, they were fixing to take down Social Security. He waited until after the election to threaten expanding the court because he knew how Republicans would use it. I think that you will hear after the election, if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz win this election, and if the Democrats can hold the House and the Senate, I believe that we will have a conversation about expanding the court, and I believe there's a very real possibility it'll happen. I just think that Biden is not going to talk about that right now because expanding the court polls below 50% and really pisses off Republicans, whereas a code of ethics and term limits both poll above 50%, and Republicans are like, well, you know, how can I fight that?
Okay, good point, Okay, all right, thanks.
Thanks, Finola. Michael in Antelope, California. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Last weekend, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, last weekend, CNN had a special on Kamala Harris, and what I found out that I didn't know is when she was attorney general and there were several states that were fighting mortgage companies because of the housing crisis, and that there was a $2 to $4 billion settlement that the mortgage companies were going to give the states. Kamala Harris refused it. What I didn't know is that Beau Biden was attorney general for Delaware, and he joined Kamala with four other states, and they fought the mortgage companies. I pulled it up while I was waiting. She ended up getting $20 billion for the state of California.
Yeah, I thought it was 18. And, but yeah, good numbers.
Yeah.
Big difference.
But anyway, my point was when I was looking at the special, and during the debate, they showed a clip of the debate, and the way Joe Biden was looking at Kamala when she was speaking, and it was like a look of endearment. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that Beau and Kamala, because of that whole thing with the mortgage companies, that they developed a friendship.
Yeah, they had.
So Joe Biden actually knew Kamala way back, and it's in her book that she put out in 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, great stories,
well,
Michael.
Anyway,
thank you for sharing that with our audience.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good one.
Okay, you too, Michael. Thanks for the call. Larry in, there we go, Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hi, I misspelled Samrule last week. It's S-A-H-M.
That's correct.
And regarding Donald Trump and that strange conversation he had with the reporters, I think the reason why Donald Trump get so many things wrong is I really do believe that when you become a racist, a bona fide racist, it breaks something in your brain. The logic switches in your brain just don't work anymore.
That makes sense.
And so
he's been that for his whole life. As a teenager, he's working for his dad, filtering out black people.
And he's getting worse.
Yeah.
And when he was standing there talking about the fact that somebody shot him, bullet at him, he says that it hit my lobe. He's holding his the rim of his ear, mm-hmm. which is where the blood was coming from,
mm-hmm.
and he kept saying that it injured his lobe, and I'm saying that he can't even say that right.
Yeah because it wasn't his earlobe, it was shot. The cartilage around the outside of it.
Yeah, and he couldn't even say that right. But so this goes to almost everything that he does. The reason why he tells a lie about absolutely everything, because something is really broken in his brain.
Yeah, in his soul.
But he started off doing that when he was young, which is the reason why he has so much trouble with his wives, mm-hmm. always making the wrong decisions, always end up getting in trouble, and then having to get a divorce, and on the casino issues that he had.
Dozens of failed companies.
And so we have the situation where this guy who invented Fraud University, his failed casinos, and he did dealings with the Russian mob. You go right down the line, just one major mistake after another. And he's now making it, I guess you could say that he might be making it somewhat perhaps popular for felons to run for president.
I think it's a passing phase here, Larry. I think when Trump is gone, that we're probably not going to continue to embrace felons. Although there are, you know, arguably 30 or 40 of them in the House of Representatives right now, Republicans who were, you know, played some role in January 6th.
But considering his background, not only does he want to become president, now he's thinking that maybe I should take over the running of the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Since I have all of this criminal activity in my background, you know, casinos, mob bosses, and insurrections. I mean, you go right down the line. This guy isn't even qualified to flip burgers.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even get a job flipping burgers.
With 34 felony convictions, no.
Yeah, and all the frauds that he's committed.
Yeah.
And now he thinks that with the Federal Reserve dishing out billions to billionaires,
that's why he wants to run it.
Yeah, because he has a company that's in the in one of the indices.
Yeah.
And if he can control that, that is just easy money. He just throws a couple of billion into his company, and now he's a true billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, about this guy that qualifies him for him to be president or to be in anywhere near the Fed. Anywhere near anything with responsibility.
Yeah.
The man is he's got a broken brain.
I agree. And, you know, the Buckley decision back in 76 says that a candidate can throw unlimited quantities of their own money into a campaign. And in about 5 weeks, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Larry, Trump is going to be able to monetize his Truth Social stock, and that's worth several billion dollars right now. So if he was to just pull $400-500 million out of Truth Social and just pour that into his campaign, it could have a significant impact. What do you think?
But the main thing is the fact that he's going to be in control. He wants to be in control of quantitative easing.
Yep.
Elon Musk went from $13 billion to $230 billion. That was almost a 20-fold increase in his self-worth. Imagine Donald Trump being in control of the Federal Reserve, where all those quantitative easing fascist trillions are, and then he just starts pumping it all into his account.
Yeah, yeah. I can easily imagine that, and I can see him doing it. Larry, thank you. It's always so good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money, until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Wake up with the sunrise, feeling so alive. Turn that radio on, let your spirit fly. You got a thought to share or a secret to disclose. Today's the perfect day, cause anything goes. Call the show, don't hesitate. From the profound to the funny, it's all great.
It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman program. Sue Ellen in on St. Simon's Island, Georgia. Hey, Sue Ellen, what's up?
Well, Tom, you may remember I called in last week at pretty much my wit's end to speak with Dr. Marty. Mm-hmm. I had an elderly dog. I had a girlfriend who died, and I inherited her elderly dog, and the dog wouldn't eat. And I had called her vet, and the vet said, she didn't buy her feed from us. We can't tell you what to do. Dr. Marty said, give her brown rice and chicken. And that's all it took. Wow. I swear, I think he saved that dog's life.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's very, very smart
not
man.
Not only is he good, but, I mean, he cut right to it. I got the calming drops that he suggested and started cooking food for her, and it's made such a huge change. I just wanted to let everyone know how wonderful it was and, you know, your feel good for Friday.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Sue Ellen. It's great to get that feedback. We'll pass that along to him. He loves doing the show. You know, he gets very excited about it. You know, he's a good guy. I mean, he's got a great product, too. He's an advertiser on our program, but with his dog and cat food. But beyond that, he's famous. I mean, there's been two movies made about him. He used to be on, Oprah, I think it was, all the time. And, you know, so he knows what he's doing and knows what he's talking about. So I'm glad that worked for you. Sue Ellen, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom.
Your dog's not
doing
though,
a lot
right?
better. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said your dog's not, right? Your dog was shot dead, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what this is about. I actually had a by invite only beer and barbecue last Saturday, and it wasn't open to the crazies. It was just kind of the guys that are kind of, you know, turning a corner on the Republican, on GOP. Anyway, and I had a feeling maybe one of them might have known who these cowards were that shot the dog. It was actually, he's 80% wolf. I raised it from a pup and super cool dog. But turns out he talked to one of them and I said, you know, why on earth did you kill that dog? Well, he was attacking us. Well, that was a lie because the dog was in a dog run that I built. It was like 60 foot long, 8 foot wide. Mm-hmm. In a way that, you know, he was attacking them. But anyway, long story short, they found out who did it, these cowards. And I guess he went back and told them that I found out who they are. these super guys left town.
They left town?
Yeah. You mean they went on a vacation.
Oh, they, yeah, because they're afraid you're coming after them.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but I was.
Yeah, I get it. Somebody shot my dog, I'd be seriously pissed off. I'm not sure what I'd do. I've never encountered a situation like that, but, you know, just imagine it raises my blood pressure.
We were bonded so close that it was more like he was like my little brother. You know, he just wasn't like a regular dog. Of course, everybody says that about their dog, but he was amazing. But that new dog that I rescued, she's turned out to be really cool. When you talk about Dr. Marty, that I called him because the dog has mange, and that treatment that he told me about actually works. great vet.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it. Another Dr. Marty story here.
Yeah, and this new dog, she's half lab, half pit bull. She's almost 5 years old, just super cool dog. It's kind of weird. It's almost like she's reincarnated from wolf.
Yeah, well, those are two very loyal breeds, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Plus, this is what's kind of strange. I've got a huge yard. It's about 2 acres. And I buried Wolf back in the corner. And she goes back and lays on his grave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of freaking me out.
Psychic connection. Like that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, thanks for the report. And
okay, thank you.
Keep us up to date.
And you were right. You were right about Trump being was one of the guys we were talking about that, how he's just repeating the same vomit over and over. One of them said, yeah, he's just a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yep, that's what he's turned into. Fat Elvis. Tom, thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. It's the top of the hour. I'll be with you on the other side of the break here with more of Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.